On today's episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys welcome Gary on the show to talk about drenched fur. Then the guys laugh it up talking about bacon and eggs, people of Walmart, capitalization, and safety showers. COL 195 starts now. Sunday, January 20th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
And I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
No, I thought it comes out loud, the Bear Podcast of Internet Length, episode number 195. And I would like to welcome to the show Gary from Drenched Fur.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, hi.
So, Ben is out this week. He had an emergency. So, yeah. So, that's it. So, we'll be talking about a little bit more about drenched fur soon here, but we're going to first start off with our regular segments. What the F did you guys do this week?
Am I going first?
Yes, please. And okay. I don't have a timer with me, so.
Yay. Well, this was actually a pretty busy week, so you should probably time it, but oh well. This week was my partner's birthday, was on Tuesday. So Monday we gamed and I brought cupcakes. Yay. Tuesday we went out to dinner at Carrabba's Italian Grill, which is really nice. And then we went to see The Hobbit. Really liked the movie.
Okay, wait, what format did you see it in?
I did not see it in 3D.
Okay, did you see it in HFR?
I believe so.
Frame rate?
I don't really pay attention to
you
that.
You probably saw it at a regular, plain, ordinary 24 frames per second.
I will assume so, but I don't really know. Well, it was called, we got to the movie theater at 8 o'clock. What was showing at 8:10? Oh, The Hobbit. Let's go see it. So I don't know anything specific about it. It was just we wanted to see the movie. So we did. And it was good.
Okay.
Wednesday, to kind of cap off the birthday celebrations, I invited Jim into the men's chorus rehearsal, Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Everybody dance now.
Me, not that kind of orc.
There we go.
There we go.
I need to
start slipping it in sporadically.
Anyways.
The rehearsal and everyone sang happy birthday to him. So, and it was his 50th birthday. So, kind of awesome for that.
Nice.
Thursday, I went out with friends and saw a really fun British comedy called Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's an Irish family, and the matriarch, Mrs. Brown, is played by a dude in a dress. So, and it's done in almost like a Saturday Night Live format, where it's the set is to an audience and. And they actually do a lot of funny outtakes and stuff, breaking the fourth wall. So it was really funny. And I watched basically the whole first season with them. And that was fun. Friday, I had Scorpius Leather Group meeting. Saturday, I spent 3 hours with two older gentlemen and a friend while they smoked and fondled my friend.
So you're being a voyeur?
Okay. We went over to one of the guys that was in the leather group. We went over to his place because he has a leather vest that I was picking up. Mm-hmm. We sat there because his friend was there, and we just the idea for in my head was we were just going to sit down for a few minutes and like just talk for a little bit. No, because my friend is a pup and likes to be petted. He was getting attention from the other guy. They were, you know, we were there for 3 hours. and over 3 hours, I'm with the my friend, the other guy who's in the leather group, who I'm not interested in at all. And, you know, he's smoking and we're watching Happily Divorced and some other TV show. And, you know, it's just like, and we're just, I mean, we're not really having a major conversation. We did help him a little bit. He has a MacBook and he was trying to set it up to print on a printer, but unfortunately he didn't tell us that the printer wasn't Wi-Fi, so we spent a good amount of time trying so to get this printer.
This is a wireless printer, right? What does that mean?
No. What does that mean? No. Yeah. And so that, you know, so that's pretty much what we spent most of the time doing, but in betwixt that, my pup friend was getting fondled, so which he enjoys, which is fine. I mean, the guy, the other guy is a nice guy and not bad on the eyes, but it was just like, you know, we sat here for 3 hours. And
sat there for 3 hours. I've got the guy smoke. Was on his back with his paws in the air and
not quite that bad. Okay. There were, it was definite human groupage, but it was just like, you know, it's nice to, it's after a while, it's just like, okay, you know, let's go, because I really am going to probably die from cancer from the secondhand smoke that I'm getting from. And then we went out. And that was it. We were supposed to go to Indianapolis because the Mr. 501 Eagle contest was going on, but since I don't drive and he was afraid that he wouldn't be able to drive back, we decided to skip that and ended up spending 3 hours sitting at the one guy's house.
And watching someone get fondled.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So that was the extent of my week.
I have to ask, wasn't he chafing by hour two?
Chafing? Well, yeah. It wasn't constant fondling, and it wasn't, it wasn't constant fondling. It was, you know, just like the you know, hand kind of groping on the thigh and a rub on the back. Ben is quite furry and, you know, under the top front of the shirt and rubbing the belly. Rubbing the belly was a big thing because obviously the pup. So that was a big thing. And when you're furry, it doesn't chafe as much. But it wasn't constant.
But apparently it made a big impression.
Well, it was really the only thing that was entertaining that evening. Oh. Yeah, the Happily Divorced show was nice, but it's Fran Drescher and her gay ex-husband. Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah. So that was my week.
My week involved WoW moving, learning stuff from Fannie Mae, and our first official 10-man raid run for Whiskers and Nail, the WoW guild that I'm in. And so we went into Mogenshawn vaults and we attacked the Stone Guard, and they completely and utterly destroyed us. We got them down to 60%, but I think there was some gearing issues there, and us kind of, because when we do it on LFR, it's kind of a face roll, but when you do it for real, yeah, there's a little more coordination and running around, and yeah, it's a lot harder. But for some reason, for the first time in a long time, we were at a raid, And the, I didn't care that we were wiping over and over again. We must have made like 15 attempts or something. And oh. never succeeded. But for some reason, I just had a whole bunch of fun. It was awesome. But that's pretty much the consistency of my week. Well, I did try a makeshift teriyaki recipe. I had teriyaki marinade from Casey Masterpiece that I picked up. Some of this Zen vegetable thing mix that H-E-B had. Some rice and a chicken breast. I didn't cut the chicken small enough. So I should have. That it's more of... It wasn't stripped. Smaller strip. I needed smaller strips is all. So, but I mean, still tastes great and everything. And marinated the vegetables and the chicken, and I stir fried it up, cooked the rice, popped it on top. Perfect. It was awesome.
So, very cool.
That was my week.
Well,
you, Eric.
Well, last week after the podcast, I sat and caught a marathon of the TV show Girls on HBO, which can best be described as hipster porn. It's 22, 23-year-old kids living in New York City off of their parents who are just shocked and aghast that people expect them to get jobs, contribute to the rent, maybe check to see which STDs they have before they share them to their friends.
Nice.
It was a highly entertaining show for all the wrong reasons.
You weren't enjoying the acting or the plot, per se.
It's one of those shows that you watch and you're not really sure why you're watching it because everybody is so reprehensible. They kind of put it out as a more realistic Sex in the City.
Oh.
You know, because you can't, well... Women are the same as men, so I'm sure that there are women who are living out in New York City who are just as whorish as they show on that TV show and just humping everything that moves. But it's much more expected that it would be young 20-something kids being that stupid about sex. The entire second episode revolves around this girl who's just been cut off by her parents, hoping that she has AIDS because nobody ever expects a person with AIDS to pay rent, she says. They just say, good job not dying yet. I'm sorry you have AIDS.
Oh my God.
That's how reprehensible this show is.
Oh my God.
So watch that. At the suggestion of my partner, I got back into DC Universe Online, the superhero MMO, and I've been playing that lightly for the last week.
Cool.
And it's a lot more enjoyable than it was when it first came out and nothing worked, which is kind of standard for these. And I visited my, well, Chester's nieces and nephews yesterday and had all the fun of being around a bunch of teenage girls and a 5-year-old boy who can't stop playing video games.
Oh, fun. So you take after you?
I'm actually not that bad with video games. I enjoy games, but video games are a small portion of what I actually end up playing.
Ah, gotcha.
So
he takes after you.
They take after their Uncle Chester. He loves the video games and won't stop.
Nice.
Cool.
So, pleasant week for the most part.
How about you, Gary?
I spent the week working, which was kind of quiet, which is just fine. Wednesday got to spend time with my guy, which was good. We had not necessarily expected to spend as much time together, but anyways, it was good. And I learned that I like to laugh in bed, but that's a whole other issue.
I remember my... giggle fit in bed one time. Anyways, that's beside the point.
Yeah, so midweek was really good. We had Bear Bar Night here where I'm at on Friday. And that was very interesting. Someone who was there decided to buy me a drink and a shot. So my normal alcohol and consumption was higher than usual. Can't complain about that, but it was It was fun. There were things that were said about people that I'm sure if they had heard could have caused an issue. But it went really well. And then I spent nearly half of my day yesterday dealing with the hotel in a meeting for the upcoming run. So high points, low points. It was kind of all over the place.
Awesome. Not too bad.
Cool.
No.
So this week, we did get some feedback. Got a message from Lee and Wiz on Bear Underground. He said, "Grr." you know, on Bear Underground, they have the, you know, the kind of like, you know, signing somebody's guest book on Bear Farmer 1. You could hit wolf or something. Well, it says send a grr, so he clicked that and it sent us grr.
Okay.
Facebook, we had Facebook lights from Larry Prince. On Bear Underground, people who joined our Facebook group have been Marty M, Wire Rule Guy, Monolith, and Michael Mouse.
Hey.
That's it. So with Ben out this week, there is no Ben's bitch of the week. He's bitching about not the reason something why else. He
is. I'm sure there's a bitch of the week. We just don't hear it.
Yeah.
I think there's a bitch every
week. In the meantime, let's quickly move on to Damon the Boy. Damon the Boy. Damon the Boy. The Boy.
Let's see. The only thing that I guess, well, new thing. My friend Ben the pup, who I was talking to. One of the rules now is I need to decide when I go out of town without Jim, whether or not I'm going to wear the collar. Because of that, we were planning on going to Indianapolis. So I had decided to not wear the collar. Main reason being, it's, you know, out of town, and I didn't want to possibly have to deal with, one of the big things that I would have been dealing with was I enjoy being flogged, and I don't know how he feels about someone else flogging me, so that was one of the things. But on the ride back, since we didn't go, we were discussing it with Ben, and he was kind of asking the questions that I probably should start asking, like, what are going to be the rules, and when will they be in place, and when will they not be in place, and whether or not, we're going to all be comfortable with that. So, to put it simply, things are still in the works. We'll see what happens. We'll probably have a conversation with him, with Daddy, today. Mm. So, yeah.
On the very next, so. Game in the Boy.
We'll see what happens.
For my movie moment today, I would like to suggest an animated, you know, straight-to-video short or movie, All-Star Superman. From my understanding, it's not really like anything from, like, the comic book All-Star Superman. I haven't actually read the All-Star Superman from the comic book, but it is a direct-to-DVD video from Warner Brothers. Still, it was produced by Paul Dini, and Bruce Timm was involved as well. So everybody you remember from the regular animation studios, because, you know, DC makes great, great animated movies. Go straight to DVD, Blu-ray, but still, they're fantastic. I recommend this one. It's basically a story of Lex Luthor essentially won. He ends up attempting to blow up the sun, kind of. For all intents and purposes, he didn't actually intend to blow up the sun. He just intended to have Superman stop him while supercharging his cells with the sun's energy at the sun's point where it basically he's on overload. So it's about Superman kind of checking in on his fatality, and he even for her birthday he gives Lois a serum which for 24 hours she has superpowers. So she can essentially do everything that Superman can do, but
only for 24 hours.
So I recommend it. Check out to see the interesting story of Superman, All-Star Superman. I got a link to it on Blu-ray from Amazon on our website.
Awesome.
And with that, now that we've gone through most of our segments here, let's talk to you, Gary. Let's talk about the run you were discussing, Drenched Fur. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a smaller scale bear run that we do up here in Erie, Pennsylvania. This is going to be year 9 that we put it on. The very first year, the whole concept came about from a gentleman that used to live here in Erie, John Riley. He now lives in the D.C. area. He had said to me, hey, what if we get some guys together and we go to this indoor water park that had been open maybe a year or 2 years here in Erie. And so I said, yeah, what the hell? And so we thought maybe we'd get a dozen guys together. And as it turned out, we thought if we're really lucky, we'll get like maybe 24 or 20. Over 70 guys showed up.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So and that was at that time when we first started up, we went on Saturday afternoon with the public. So the first year, there's 70 guys who come together as a group that go to the water park, plus all the adults and the kids. So we went in the daytime for a couple of years. After the first year, it was a one-day event kind of thing. And then we turned it into a whole weekend, turned it into a run. So I think years 2 and 3, we went during the day. And every year, the guys kept saying, can we go as a private group? Like, is there any way to not be there with the kids and all that? I mean, to be fair, I think they like looking at the daddies. And I did always have to give them a little reminder that these are real daddies. So mind your business. And then
don't touch.
Yeah. Well, the good thing was in those days, everybody had dog tags that we gave them. So the deal was if you saw the dog tag, you knew that they were a part of the group. So, if you gave them the eye, they would be able to tell, you know, that they're a part of our group, so to speak. Mind you, this water park at that time was big enough to hold like 2,500 people. So, I mean, it's pretty big. So then we looked into getting a private event. They do it. It's called After Hours. So when the water park is normally closed, you can pay them a very large lump sum of money. And they will leave the park open for a couple of hours for a private group at night. So we switched over, and we've been going at night now, I want to say, 5 years. Oh. I think this will be our 5th year going at night. It's a lot of fun. The whole point of the weekend, like a lot of bear runs, obviously, is just to socialize and hang out and to have a good time. And I met a gentleman this past week at a meeting, and he said, hey, that name and that thing that you put on here. And I said, yeah, Drenched Fur. He said, yeah, could you really change that name? I don't like the name.
Wait, what?
And I looked at him, and he says, well, it makes me think of wet dogs and the smell of a wet dog. And I looked at him, and I thought, well, your association is interesting. But anyways, you know, and I said, okay. And that was – he was getting in his car. He left. The person who was standing next to me was like, yeah, whatever. Because the guy that was with me, he knows the bear community, understands it. He was like, this guy doesn't get it. So, yeah, the whole reason for the name Drenched Fur is because we go to an indoor water park and everybody gets wet. It's kind of understandable.
Let's get soaking wet. Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so we've done all sorts of things over the years. We've had entertainers, comedians, we've had DJ dances. We go out to the bar, and every year we try to change it up just a little bit, make some changes. And the whole point of everything that we do is to make it the best weekend that we can. So, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but you know, I like doing that, and so does the committee. You know, our payment, honestly, our reward is that weekend when people say, you know, thanks for doing this and seeing how everyone's having a good time. And then when we get the feedback survey after we're done, you know, we review, try to take whatever people have for, you know, things that need improvement, work on those, as well as reading the compliments, you know, about how people made new friends, they had a great time, can't wait to come back, that kind of stuff.
Cool. Hey.
You so covered a lot.
Well, how big has it gotten over the years? I know you started with, like you said, 70, and mm-hmm. how big, I mean, like, how many guys are coming this year?
Well, let me grab my crystal ball here. And I don't know what this year's number will be. We average 200. Year in and year out. We grew pretty exponentially in the first 3 to 4 years, and then it kind of leveled off. And our goal has always been to try to go to about 250 and see how that does, because we have a small committee. There's only six of us, and it's the same group that has been doing it since the beginning. There's not many individuals that have, you know, wanted to join in or sign up, or I should probably clarify, go full time on the committee. We've had some folks that have wanted to do a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. So, but it works pretty well. This year, our registration sign-on rate is the highest yet. I think as of today, we're at 64% booked, and normally we're at like 50 to 55. So we're ahead of the curve this year, and we might very well get ourselves right up to about the 250 mark, which is good. You know, we want it to be a nice size run. I've had folks that have gone to other runs, much larger runs, and they have then come to our run and said, I appreciate that I met someone and I got to see them again during the weekend and have a conversation. I felt like I made connections, I met people, as opposed to going to a larger scale run where you might see somebody, like say on Thursday or Friday, and then you may never see them again the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a larger scale run. I just think that it's unfortunate, especially for someone who's newer to the community, and maybe really hasn't been to many runs or had, you know, that many established friendships. Yeah. So yeah.
I personally like a smaller run. You get to, like you said, you get to meet more people, and you get to actually socialize with these people. It's not a quick, maybe 2 second conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
Sorry, I understand this year has a.
No, go ahead,
Eric.
I understand this year has got a military theme. What are you guys doing for that?
I'm glad that you asked, Eric. On Friday, we're going out to the Zone Dance Club, the one bar that we have here in town, that is the more popular of the ones that we have, and we're doing a military theme night for that night. We're working through the plans of what is going to take place. We have someone who's going to kind of wrangle the crowd, as far as we're probably going to have some silly contest kind of stuff at one point during the course of the night. By silly, I mean, you know, this isn't about who's, you know, the prettiest of the bunch. It's more about who has the most adept skill at doing things like, I don't know, putting pixie sticks in a cup with your mouth, or who knows.
Nice.
again, it's just about a fun social grouping. We're doing that on Friday. Saturday, the theme culminates. We're doing a MASH 4077 theme for our buffet dinner.
Cool.
So we're kind of working through some of the details. Part of the hotel staff thinks it would be funny if we called it MREs, and we gave everyone a silver tray to go through the buffet line. I'm not quite so sure about that. I'm a little concerned on the people who used to be in the military having flashbacks, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want that rage to come out.
Yeah. So, but we, you know, we do endorse folks to dress up. Last year, as an example, we did Gilligan's Island as our theme for the Saturday dinner. Last year, the committee actually dressed up as characters from Gilligan's Island, which was fun. everyone who went, and there's pictures on the internet, I was Gary Ann instead of Mary Ann. So we did a play on all of the characters. And the committee this year, I told them we don't have to do the characters, but folks are obviously welcome to dress up any way that they want. So the big question is, who's going to dress up as Hot Lips Houlihan or as Corporal Klinger, who is the cross-dresser? So we'll see what comes out of that.
And
but yeah.
Totally.
So
there are a lot of hot guys that go to this event. I'm looking at the crowd picture from Drenched for 7. Needless to say, I wish I could go.
Aww.
Well, I know my partner and myself are looking at going, if we can get the funds together here shortly. So, it'll be a fun time, I'm sure. We've got lots of people who've expressed interest in going with us.
Oh, cool.
Well, we would love to have any of you guys come along. In fact, I had offered up if anyone from the podcast is able to come and do a recording. I've had other podcasts that I've recorded that I've done full segments and small short interviews with when they're at the run. In fact, I had dreamed years ago this weird thing that I would have a segment called Web World, and it was about websites, social media, and podcasts, like all this stuff kind of coming together. But I don't know. And I don't have experience with herding cats, so I backed away from the idea.
And you do need that experience. We all know that.
Yeah.
I try my best.
Yeah.
Sorry, again, I'm getting distracted by these pictures on the
picture
from the Drenchford website, drenchford.com. That's where you can register. It looks like you have some a la carte stuff as well as the big old room packages.
Correct. Yeah, someone asked me at Friday at Bar Night. They said they're local. I've known them for half my life practically now, and they said I'm thinking about coming. And so they had some questions, and I basically explained if you do the run package. The basic run package includes everything for the weekend except for two items, and they're optional. They're not required. One is on Saturday, we do a winery tour. We take a bus. We go out to the northeast area of ours, right on the border of Pennsylvania and New York, and we go to wineries and do wine tasting. You can also do purchasing while you're there. That's an optional add-on. And then we also do a souvenir beach towel every year that's embroidered. So, and then, as you were saying, Jeff, the rest of the stuff, there's a la carte options because we have folks who can't do the whole weekend. So maybe they go to work on Saturday or they work nights. So they work Friday night and then they're off Saturday, Sunday. So they don't want to do the whole weekend, but maybe parts of it. So they pick and choose. And we have local guys that just come for the water park on Saturday and have join us for the fun of that. It's good.
The website is very easy to use and everything, so and very easy to click through and fast. So I like these when somebody takes care for promoting their event and making everything easy for people to use. So I really like that.
Well, thank you for saying that. You're the only person who's ever said that.
I don't know. I think it's great.
It's
and
perfect.
Yeah. So. So this is definitely an event I recommend people to go to, and I wish I could go.
Yeah, I would love to go, but the weekend actually falls on the same exact weekend as the Men's Chorus concert. So
me not that kind of orc.
I'm still not used to this change.
We're doing it And it's our extravaganza.
So not only would you get demerits for not going to the concert for the chorus, you would also be trounced out possibly as a gay man for not singing ABBA, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. I kind of have to do this concert. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's like...
I love when you say I kind of have to do it. You make it sound like that, like, you know, the people in your section of the chorus are going to hold a gun to your head or something.
You can't do this, man. I don't know what you
will. You will do the boogaloo. Yes.
We'll sing Waterloo, and you will like it. Damn it. Oh yeah, it's. I mean it. Yeah, it's. He's making very special attention, especially on the first tenors, and which I'm one of 14. And I kind of, not really, kind of have to do it. But
now, hang on a second. If there's 14 of you, why can't you just kind of come down with the flu and, you know, not be there and probably have a whole weekend of fun as opposed to just a mere few hours on the night of the concert?
Well, we do too, but no, I'm not going to say anything else. I did not want to incriminate myself. If something does happen to happen.
Nice.
You already made a commitment. Well, here, commit to this. Be at Drench for next year.
Oh,
there you go.
I can probably do
that. And that way, that when they next year, if they schedule something around that time, it says, you know what? I've already had Drench for scheduled. I'm so sorry I can't come because they were first. Sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is about commitments, and we understand that not everyone is always able to make to attend the run. You know, we would like as many people to show up as possible, but there are other priorities that take place.
Yeah, like singing.
Even if you're one of 14, forest. But anyway,
wow, you're still gonna throw that on me, aren't you?
Called guilt trip.
Yes.
So, if any of you guys are, if you in the listening audience are going to Drench for, say hi to Gary for us, and also take pictures, send to us. Let's we'll post them on the website and show your CLL pride, something like that.
Woo-hoo!
Although I haven't had shirts or anything made up, so there's no really way to show it.
So. Hey, so when they're sending pictures, where are they sending the pictures?
Oh, comesoutloud@gmail.com.
And who gets to see these pictures?
Anybody who has access to the comesoutloud@gmail.com. And also, those people who I post
on
the
website,
who go to our website, comesoutloud.com.
We'll post them on their website.
Yeah,
so everybody can see them.
And probably into the Bear Underground group, too. You can post them to Bear Underground. I mean, we're going to have to sort through them and make sure they're all appropriate for the website. So don't worry. Anything that's probably not appropriate for the website will not go on there. So you should be okay and not be embarrassed because of something. They might go into the Tumblr feed, but that's another matter altogether.
I was just about to ask that question. I was just clarifying. It sounded, Jeff, like you would have access to the email, and you would be obviously doing the sorting through of the pictures and whatever
now,
all that
the
entails.
Thing. Here's the private. Funny thing is, here's the funny thing is I like go to my co-host here and say, "Hey, do you want the email password?" And they go, "No, I don't want it. I don't want it at all." So it's not because I'm not sharing it. I'm willing to give the other members of the show the password to the email so they can pop in and use it. Because it's not my email address. It's a show email address. And because they're the co-hosts, they should have access to that. But are they wanting it? No. I mean,
and unfortunately, Ben is not here to defend himself.
Oh, no. Ben is one who is very adamant about not having access to that or even not having an account for the website so that he can create posts on the website, which, by the way, all hosts are allowed to do. And if you need an account, I can create it for you. No problem. Oh. But does anybody ask for one? Or does
no.
When I offered, did they say sure? No. So
we'll talk after the podcast.
Yeah. and I don't think Eric was asked. You may have asked beginning.
So yes, I get the advantage of being able to do it because I have access right now, but it doesn't mean other people won't.
Duly noted. I simply was trying to make fun of the fact that you would be the sole pair of eyes looking at the pictures, and
I know I'm defending myself. Hot, so. I'm defending myself. That's all I'm doing.
Nice.
And of course, Eric's mediating. All right, we'll talk after the show.
Okay. Anyways.
Hey, I've been on here for what, 3 episodes now? Shortest tenure ever now.
All right. Moving on. Wait a minute. Is there anything else about Drench Fur we need to cover? We got everything covered here. I think we're good.
No.
Yeah, I think so. By all means, anyone has any questions, feel free to contact us. You can send an email to info@drenchedfur.com. And there might be a link if I ask real nice, pretty please, in the show notes. And yeah, that's kind of it, I think. Unless you guys have other questions, and if you do, and you don't want to talk about them now, we can talk about them after the show's over.
Get all wet and wild at Drenchford, or not too wild because it technically is a public institution. So
you did read our little disclaimer in the schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, get wet, get a hotel room, and then get wild.
Well, we'll talk about this because I do want to address this issue. Mm-hmm. Some people, make comments about, all these men in a water park. And I'm like, yes, and the staff of 40-some people, mostly college-aged kids who are just trying to make a dollar. So,
nice.
It is a public space, and we do list on the website. I just call it out, and I say bathhouse behavior will not be tolerated. And the reason behind that is because we don't want to get kicked out and then never go back.
Yeah.
So I have a real simple solution. If you, for some reason, are at the water park and you get a little frisky or you meet someone, we have constant shuttle service between the water park and our host hotel. So you take you and said person and you get on the bus and you go back to the hotel. And then you do whatever the hell you're going to do, and preferably clean up. And then you can get back on the bus and you come back to the water park.
So it's very convenient and a very simple solution.
It is. In fact, you could do cycles. We're there for 4 hours. I mean,
So you're there. You're splashing around for about 15 minutes. You find a guy. You go back. A half an hour later, you're back at the water park. You find your next trick and you go back home, back to the hotel. I mean, it's nice and easy. You probably have 4 or 5 tricks in the whole night.
That is a possibility. I'm not saying that that's what you need to do. No. Just providing.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. It's a good
option. Remember, if the erection lasts for more than 4 hours, you're supposed to see a doctor.
Exactly.
That's true. And I do have a member of the committee who's a paramedic EMT, so he might be able to help with that situation.
Mm-hmm. So
that didn't sound
No, it didn't. I was gonna say
Okay. So speaking of polls. let's talk about let's move on into the polls of the week. Last
polls?
Week we
there's multiple.
Yeah, we've got last week and then we got this week. So T-polls.
Oh, that's true. Never mind.
So on the back end of things, who loves you and who do you love? I actually had somebody comment about this because he is so upset about the governator
And I'm like, yes, I understand. The star of the movie that we're referencing here was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I understand you dislike him. But don't you like Roger Dawson? And he just didn't get it. He was like, I'm not voting in this poll because it's referencing Ready Man, which has Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hate Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Don't vote then. Anyways, moving on. So who do we love? Mm-hmm. We've got Richard Dawson. I actually only ended up having two. No one loves me or Eric.
Aww.
Three people like Ben. Three people like Damon.
Yay.
And five people have other opinions.
How many orcos?
Actually, none. We had all of the above. So actually, Eric and I and Damon and Ben share one person who loves us, and we love whoever that person is. And then another person said a big uncut cock. Another said Harrison Ford. I don't know where that came from.
But Harrison Ford.
Another person said Robert.
Oh,
we miss you, Robert.
Yeah, and the last one said, "My husband."
Aww. Oh, blood.
Damon.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
All right, and so this week we decide to ask people, what's the best breakfast after a one-night stand? Okay, so here's in order of how it shows on the website, because when I'm looking at the results, it's not showing in this order, but I want to make sure I say it right. So first off, coffee. Always good when you're just waking up, right? Begs and Aiken. Or...
What? Really? Really? That should have been the real answer.
Bacon and eggs. Oh my god.
No. I like bacon and eggs.
I like bacon and eggs. Yes.
And that's full. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Broke myself. Oh,
I'm going to vote right now, and I'm adding that to other.
Okay. Okay. Bacon and eggs, and cereal. We're talking about a one night stand here, so of course, cum would also be an option. Listerine. In a Silkwood shower. And of course, other.
Yeah.
You know, other, because we always enjoy your others. So, our top answer has been Listerine. We had two for Silkwood shower so far. One for coffee, bacon, and eggs, and cum. I'm going to do a quick refresh here. No, it hasn't updated yet. We got two others here. One which says sausage. Too bad he didn't measure up. and the last one was come with my bacon and eggs. So, combination there. Come, bacon, and eggs.
Mm.
That sounds like some this weird gamer recipe so far. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I just realized perhaps we should have done all of the above.
Good point. Well, I suppose they could just tap that into other too. So
that's true.
But that is this week's poll of the week. Pop over to CubsOutLoud.com. Vote on the poll. Vote. Provide your answers, because we love your answers. And don't forget eggs and Aiken. Anyways,
bacon.
Can't believe
Damon, we got to talk to somebody and get that made into a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I think I see a pup boy on his knees.
That's exactly what I'm seeing.
With a rosy red derriere.
Oh my. Ah, ha, ha.
Maybe on the begging strips background.
Son of a bitch. That's gonna be
this
awful.
Is one of the reasons why I love this show.
But, because hey, you spontaneously create things no one expected.
Yes. You have just generated a meme all on your own.
I didn't mean to. Oh my god. Anyways, it's hey, you know, it's that time.
Oh yes. It is time for Love on Craigslist. Bring the best of love, lust. So awesome. Cool.
Yes,
I'm gonna actually start because I know mine's crap. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna actually score these myself so I can keep track.
Thanks. Okay, so this is from another one from Bloomington, Indiana. I had a lot of good ones in Bloomington, but this is Woke Up, Worked Up, Women for Men, 43, and then it has 37 South. I guess that's where she is. My ultimate fantasy? A hot younger guy getting some toys in a room. Me going there and having hours of fun. But then it turns into more, like bam, instant connection. So I like my fun, but I like my romance. I can't go an hour without a guy who can't go an hour without thinking about me. I guess the best of both worlds. If a fuller figure, big boobs and curves aren't your thing, pass me by. We all have our preferences. Only respond to messages with pictures. XOXOXOX. Boom. There you go. Mm.
Like that's hilarious if the toys are strawberry shortcakes.
That was, you know, that was clear. You know, telling them what you want. It doesn't really sound that strange to me. Yeah, just being like, you know, I like to go play, have some toys with some other guy, and but I also want to have, like, I'm looking for love, man. I know I have fun, but I'm also looking for love. Yeah, I'm gonna give that a C. Not bad, not crazy.
Just average.
Yeah, it's just average.
Passable.
Yay!
I got a C. It's
like
good.
Sweet transvestite. I'm passable.
Okay, well, I will go next then. I've decided to honor the city of Columbus, Ohio. Yay. In honor of my friends Ben and Eric from Google Plus on here. So if you listen, guys, this one's for you. Carpenter with Benefits, 45, in Reynoldsburg. I'm a bottom exhibitionist that likes to be told what to do. I also happen to be a master carpenter. I have my own wood shop and build custom cabinets, fully insured. I also install kitchens and am willing to work naked, too. Not required, LOL. Anyway, write me back with any handyman needs, sexual or carpentry. I do electrical and plumbing also. Sex is free. Carpentry has estimates.
Okay.
And there's a lovely picture that goes along with that that I think we should just link to in the show notes.
Goody. Okay,
that I just put up in Skype for you.
Whoa. Oh. Okay. Ow.
Holy mackerel.
Eric, I did not need to see that.
That's also
my fantasy.
It's also, who knows how long that's actually going to be up, but probably for a while.
Yeah, but still.
I'm just saying.
True.
Anyway. All right, so I'm gonna give that a B+.
Yay.
Scary picture, but hilarious.
It's like, I guess he's selling it out the best in both ways. Like, I want to have sex, but I also do this work.
I also need jobs.
Yeah.
I also got wonder if he makes his own clothespins.
Ha!
Oh. Yeah, he does. It's a possibility. So far right now, Eric is winning this week, but Gary, what do you got?
Okay, so to prepare, I decided to look in my local area for Erie. I didn't expect anything. I found two. The first one is short, and I'm just going to vent a complaint about it. it'll be kind of understandable. This was posted on January 14th, just for the record. Oh. Now you'll understand why. Title is Pool Boy Affordable and Dependable. And it's M4W35. And it says, in search of a pool to clean or some hedges to trim, I'm an energetic male whom exercises daily and is hardworking. I will just about do anything. Please let me work on your grounds. So here's my vent. It's fucking January in Erie, Pennsylvania, next to the lake. Like, Canada is like, what, 80 miles away? Like, we have this thing called snow. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I read it like four times. I was like, in search of a pool to clean, some hedges to trim. I was like, this makes no damn sense. I mean, I realized we have global warming and that it's not, you know, 4 foot of snow outside, but seriously? It was like 14 degrees yesterday.
Well, what was this under? What category was this under? Was it men for women?
Casual. Men for women, casual encounters.
So casual maybe encounters. He's trying to do innuendo here, which is not very successful.
Yeah.
Maybe this is some sort of weird heterosexual code, like pull is a woman's time of the month in her tampon or something.
Oh. Wow.
You never know. David's part of the leather community. He can tell you, we make shit up for everything.
True. There's a lot of different, you can say, oh God.
Especially if it's casual encounters.
Yeah, it could have been. But at the same time, that the pool and cleaning and stuff like that, I would consider that more like a summer. Like you can go, oh, hey, it's summer. Let me clean your pool. Yeah.
it also kind of reads like a legitimate, you know, hire me to do your whatever. That's why I was so confused. I was like, oh, this must be a fantasy thing. Nope. You just sound like an idiot. You're posting on January 14th about cleaning a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're actually apparently cleaning a pool or cleaning a pool.
It still sounds kind of lame.
So anyways, that was my vent. I just couldn't help but complain that someone, maybe they put the wrong category. I don't know. So this is the one. It is casual encounters. It's M for M. Here in Erie. Now, I'm going to try to not yell, but this person does not understand etiquette for typing. In fact, here, let me give you guys access to this. So, the title is, I'm an all bottom pig and worships BB cock and men that are hung. Oh, 7 inches. Plus, plus. So it basically says, please put plus, 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 hung with about 6 parentheses, hung, plus, 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 in subject line, or I won't reply, 4 exclamation points. No endless emails, and I don't send face pictures, sorry. And then in 4 parentheses, I am only looking to get fucked. Sorry, I do not talk. It's pretty to the point. White guy here with a nice smooth ass. That was all in lowercase. For your taking, must be 7 inch plus 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 plus, or fucking thick 5 inch plus plus plus. Make me moan, I can take it all. Oh, there's no exclamation, no punctuation, and he didn't finish the parenthesis. Sorry. Oh, and then it continues. Sorry. This way, triple exclamation point. Just try me.
Oh, God.
You can even bring a friend, as well as the more, the better, the fun. Quad. No, Quint. Exclamation. Looking for, parenthetical, hung men. Arrow. That means over, parenthesis, 7 inches, spelled out, I don't know why, or more, and thick. Let me take it in the ass. When your woman won't let you go there, exclamation point. And this is my best favorite part. In triple parenthesis, I'm 5'10", 185 pounds, brown hair, and eyes with a beer gut. But my ass and mouth won't let you down. Men of all races and ages over 18 are welcome. Picks to the head of the line and will get mine in return. Can host. Please put 5 pluses, 5 parentheses, hung, in subject line, no endless emails, and I do not send face pictures. Sorry. Wow. I'm exhausted reading that.
You probably could have done a little less explanation and punctuation, but yes.
So if anybody didn't get it, I think he likes hung people. He likes men.
Hung men that are 7 inches plus, or 5 plus that are very thick.
Thick.
Don't you feel terrible for all those really hung guys who put 6 plus signs in their signature line? They'll never get to experience the love of this gentleman.
So sad.
My concern is that his resume may just be startling.
Professionally speaking, what's the situation?
Well, I'm relieved too that even though he doesn't give us pictures, he does let us know he has brown hair and eyes. Not many people have eyes. I mean, that's a big bonus.
Have
I. You do. Well, you never know. Perhaps there has been an incident with a one-eyed green, person. Who knows?
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader, maybe?
Yeah. My favorite part, though, is how he quits typing in all caps and finally says, I'm 5'10", 185 pounds, brown hair and eyes with a beer gut. And I was like, okay.
Then butt, my ass, and mouth.
I've been envisioning some poor tortured soul who had their facial injuries and a plastic surgery and now can't talk except in caps.
You can only talk loudly.
Like if you were the comic book preacher ass face.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So that would be an A.
Gary won my vote.
Wow.
Gary got an A+ on his. I think he wins.
He should get an A++.
Plus.
Aw, thanks, guys.
I'm giving him an 8. equals D. That's very high honors.
Now wait a minute. Was that actually? I'm not going to say anything. Never mind.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is that supposed to represent something I'm supposed to be willing to accept?
Maybe.
David gets it.
A+. We're sticking with the A+ scale thing. So officially, it's just an A+.
Oh, okay.
I was just starting to try to do a dick joke, and apparently,
I know.
I got very well. Dick joke.
So, I'm humbled. I greatly accept the award of the A+. I'm also mortified that it came from my own hometown.
All right. With that, let's link everybody up here. Damon, what do you got for us this week? Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about yours. Oh, my God.
And Oh My God is a perfectly acceptable response to this video. I'm going to say just three words. People of Walmart.
Kill me.
Yes. In this video is basically a pictures from people of Walmart set to the tune of Sexy and I Know It. And good God, is there absolutely nothing sexy about anything in this video. It is, well, wait, no, scratch that.
Holy! I'm watching the video, obviously.
Oh, it gets worse. It gets worse. There are, there's so many wrong things of these people. And I have to say this. I want to know, when you look in your mirror before you step out of your house, go into Walmart, you go, I'm going to wear this out in public. I don't care what anyone sees. I really don't. I'm just going to go to Walmart because it's fucking Walmart.
Don't they have like a no shirts, no shoes, no service
policy? I doubt it.
Only the corporate headquarters.
Walmart will take money from anyone.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, good God. There are just so many wrong things in this video. And you know, this is just like one video.
And this is just a this is just a portion of what's on there.
Yeah. There's one website that has probably thousands of these pictures.
Yes, peopleofwalmart.com.
Yeah.
No, that's
5 years or so worth.
Yeah. So, oh, it scared me. It's scary. I'm scared.
I don't go to the site for this very reason. Because the video is disturbing. Although notably, some of these pictures are Halloween.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I mean, there's some still costumes. Was that guy just taking a shit outside his car in the parking lot? It's about 2:20 in for anybody who cares. Okay, all these people with their soiled pants, that's just gross.
Yeah. Like I said, it's like there are bathrooms at Walmart. You can go to the bathroom.
Please. Although if you've been to the bathroom in Walmart, you may choose to go to the parking lot.
Oh, true.
Apparently. That's what it looked like for the one picture.
Go to the bathroom in the parking lot, or just go in your pants, because I guess it's...
Wow. Oh, somebody came in a hospital gown on a jazzy. That's interesting. Okay.
That is my link this week. Okay. Watch it and be amazed at the just level that people are at in this world.
Damon, I can't unsee that.
I don't think you're supposed to, but yeah.
No. Like, I'm not even watching it, and when you said it, I knew exactly what you're talking about because it is burned on my brain.
Wow.
Yeah. People in Walmart. Yeah.
So if you want something that is just freaking awesome,
that's freaky.
Something much, much better is pop over to Comixology and get the Indestructible Hulk. Issue number 3. Needless to say, S.H.I.E.L.D. is taking aim at AIM because AIM is trying to put back the Quintronic Man. And Bruce Banner ends up hulking out and taking down the Quintronic Man. It's freaking awesome. So I recommend you see it. This book has been amazing. So I highly recommend The Indestructible Hulk. All three issues. Not just issue 3. Issue 3 is just awesome, but the other two are awesome too. Anyways. So that's my end of the week.
And my pick of the week this week is Adventure Time's song, Bacon Pancakes, which is guaranteed to get in your head.
Making bacon pancakes, take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make, bacon pancakes.
So.
The only thing
just
we
say
have
you have an idea.
Wow. Megamix. The 10-hour Megamix with Alicia Keys' New York, which will just drive you insane. But the beautiful thing about this is I got to see my nieces and nephew this weekend. And you know how it is with year-round kids. For so many years, they've introduced you to terrible stuff that just gets stuck in your head. This time, I got to get them.
Nice.
I've gotten posts and aggravated comments from all three of the now teenage nieces about how this is stuck in their head and they can't get it out.
No!
After breakfast, my delightful partner Chester was nice enough to make me bacon pancakes for the first time, and they were incredible. Oh. Everybody should go out and get some.
Oh, make some bacon pancakes.
That sounds
really fucking maybe that's what you have for the for breakfast.
After we go to nightstand. Bacon pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon. I will say that it's an enjoyable video. You know, very
yes.
enjoyable.
If you're not watching Adventure Time, it is actually quite funny.
Yes.
Adventure Time and Regular Show, I've heard, are pretty good, both of them. So,
yeah,
just haven't got a really chance to watch it. Gary,
shit.
How about you?
Yes. Oh, sorry. I was lost in the video.
your video or that video?
Oh, sorry. No, actually, Eric's video. I was trying to jump to the 8-hour mark or wherever he was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
However, my pick of the week actually is a video. I do want to thank my dear friends on Facebook who posted this relentlessly, and finally I decided to see what the hell it was about. And if anybody would like to make a mix of this, they are more than welcome to. Just, you know, because folks probably would appreciate watching it over and over again.
Uh-huh.
To be honest, it's a legit video.
Yeah.
And actually, several folks have said that this safety shower demonstration, as it's called, to how to handle chemical spills in the workplace is actually handy and very truthful. Because apparently I know some people that have had to do this very thing. Oh, wow. Which is basically stripped down to your underoos, provided you're wearing any, and take a very quick cold shower to, I guess, neutralize any of the chemical effects of whatever was spilled.
Yeah.
But, the guy who has to get down to his skivvies is nice looking.
Fuck. A little easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's helpful that he has a beard. And a reasonable haircut, so yeah.
And he's got a nice little body on him.
And then the guy who's helping him take his shoes off, he rubs his chest.
Does
it looked like
wait,
it was
I'm watching.
Yeah.
Oh, he. Oh, that's right. He's on his knees. I forgot about that.
Yeah, like I said, this is the start of a porn. I'm just saying. You know,
yeah.
This is a geek porn like beginning.
This would have been Flashdance if it hadn't been made by lesbians.
Like this is the start of a geek bear porn. Get the shirt off. Now you're soaking wet.
Yeah, it's only 23 seconds long, but I think YouTube does have that infinity loop option or whatever, so you could just
go to town.
There was one guy who says, WTF, it ends there? I was so close.
I don't know who Haley is, but she said they had sex after.
What?
She's
I got
the top
some
comment.
Me too? Mike, you were in a different room.
I hope that's not my niece, Haley.
No.
I'm sure not.
From a year ago? I don't know. She has the most votes on her comment on YouTube, and she deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Someone wrote, relax, it is just some softcore gay bear porn. That was a day ago. Very nice.
Surely there were at least a few more seconds.
Surely there are at least a few more seconds in this video. Nice.
Please.
There's a I want some. Actually, a friend of mine, we watched it on Thursday, and he is bound and determined to find more of the video. So if he finds it, I will let you know, because it has to be a part of a larger like demonstration video.
Yes,
it has to be. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it'd be nice to see more of the one guy. Sorry, I've got it paused. Like, it's not quite at this, like, he's still got his pants on, but there's just like the water's like right on his chest, and yeah. It's nice.
Anyways, so now that we've talked about softcore bear porn, there's plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Send us voicemail messages through there. You can record it on your little voice memo app and send it over. It can also give us a call and leave a voicemail at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus at gplus.2/cubsoutloud. Find me anywhere such as Bear Underground, where you can join our Cubs Out Loud Facebook group. I'm on there as Box Puppy. I'm Box Puppy, Box Tech, Box Cub, practically anywhere. So.
Okay. Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401 or Bear Underground.
And you can reach me at GamerBear75 on Bear Underground. I'm on GamerBear on Bigger City or Eric Patton on G+.
Mm-hmm. Gary, where can people find you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Just watching the video. that was an awkward moment. Most folks can find me anywhere in the intertubes as GareBear73. That's GareBear73. Social media places, you name it, Bear411, BearUnderground.net, Facebook, all sorts of different things of that nature.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us here.
And, yes,
thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come and play. It was fun.
Absolutely. Yay. And you're welcome back anytime. As many times as you want, over and over again, and continue. Okay, enough of that. Any general shout outs for anybody?
Just happy birthday, sweetie. Love you.
Aww.
Aww. Yeah.
Aww.
Yay.
Damn you for having a boyfriend, but that's beside the point. I hate the coupled people. I hate them. You can have all of them to yourselves! Anyways, never mind.
We share.
Okay.
Eric says with great enthusiasm.
Oh.
With that, if I can find my button. Say goodnight, everybody!
Goodnight, everybody.
Why does it, like, come at the fog when I do that?